Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers can sign up using promo code DNVR. And when you do that, you can place a $5 bet. And when it wins, you get $200 in free bets instantly. That's with code DNVR and only on DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, let's get it started. I feel like we are in such a good mood today because we actually have Rockies baseball to talk about.
It happened yesterday, was day one, but it was snowy out, so it didn't feel great until, and you and I were buzzing, until we got the big email from the Rockies at the end of the day. Here's all the B-roll, here's some more interviews with Bud Black, all of that stuff. And so, and then with the sunny day today, and we also finalized our plans for spring training. We will be there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll have it covered. It's going to be fantastic. So now it really feels
like starting on Monday. It's soon.
Yeah.
It's really soon. Our spring, our live from spring training coverage starts so soon. I cannot wait.
It's really real. It's really here. And Bud Black's going to be here for another year because he signed a one-year extension that was, I'm not going to say it was a foregone conclusion because we know Buddy can be back as long as he wants. And Bill Schmidt even said that yesterday as well. but it's official. He'll be around again, you know, for next year. We'll kind of wait and see if Charlie Blackman's the next one. That's the one I think that could possibly happen for one extra year. But when this contract is up in 2024, and he could be here in 25 as well, he will be the longest tenured manager in Rockies history by both years and both games. Bud Black, number one all time.
You know what? And he deserves that because he has just been, he's been our rock.
He has been our rock. It's been fantastic. Getting to talk to him every day because he's a baseball guy. He's a lifer. He said he's a lifer. He said yesterday, you know, early in the morning, like that buzz that you get, you know, where you get excited and he didn't exactly say butterflies.
Did he compare it to that like first day of school buzz kind of thing? The words he was using kind of sounded like, you know, you get excited to come back to spring training every year and he still feels like that.
Warm and fuzzy. He still feels it.
Those warm, fuzzy feelings. After all these years, he still has it.
And after four straight losing seasons and some difficulties and some challenges, you would think maybe that's kind of sapped some of his life source from him. No, he's a baseball guy. And so that's exciting.
Isn't it so nice to know that we haven't killed his spirits yet?
Those spirits have not been killed. Nice. He does not have a black heart, despite the name. Got his 1,000th win last year.
Yeah.
One of only 66 managers to do that. And is one of only 5 active managers right now with 1,000 career wins. So he's been doing it for quite a while. And it's exciting. Schmidt even said, you know, at the end of the day, when we're good, I think Buddy will be out in front for us. So whether it's maybe 25 is when they start getting back into contention, I think it can happen next year as well.
Well, he's been there when they've been good before.
Right.
And I like to think that he'll be there again.
Yeah, we haven't had a Rockies manager who's kind of been there and then was there when they dipped and then when they came back up. We haven't quite had that yet. We also haven't had very many of the dips and then bouncing back relatively quickly. We're going into year 5 on this in general. But again, pitchers and catchers are in camp and there's photographs of these guys walking around.
Oh, I loved the paparazzi shots of them walking in. These are absolute fire.
Gomber
is
out.
We know Kyle Cooper took these too, so.
Oh, yeah. And so there, the bottom right one, Austin Gomber, sun hasn't even come up yet. This is important to note. Who the heck is that guy on the right? We need to know about some of these new faces. That would be Pierce Johnson.
Yes, that is Pierce Johnson. Get to know. We should come out with, or no, I was going to say, we should come out with a yearbook.
Yeah.
The Rockies come out with a media guide that does exactly this.
And then Jose Urania, Jose Urania on the left, he's got his hair up. So again, different look. And they're in their civvies.
He wears his hair up.
Not when he pitches when most people see him.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's what I mean. We see him in the clubhouse with his hair up all the time. You can't wear that hair up under a hat, though.
I know you, it takes you half a second to think about who Jose Urania is. You don't even have to think about it. You just know. Other people, you go, oh, hold on. That hairdo is different. Herman Marquez coming in there with his clam diggers on. And then new guy on the right.
Yes, Brent Suter with his, is that his reusable water bottle?
I think it is. He's got the plastic face, Jim Carrey face.
Oh, my God.
That's what that is.
He does have a big smile. I can't wait to meet this dude. He seems like he's such a character.
He's kind of like number one on my list
of
people. Like, there's people I might want to talk more about and get, you know, involved with. Like, I'm actually looking forward to looking forward to talking to all the guys, but looking forward to talking with like Brendan Rodgers about, hey, you're reunited with Warren Schaefer, a guy that you had in Asheville and in Double A. You just won a Gold Glove with Stu Cole. Like, okay, like what is this going to mean for you? So that will be a really exciting conversation. And it was cool that, and you cut this video up really well done on this job. But Bud Black, you know, talking about the start of the season and what 2023 is going to mean for the Colorado Rockies.
Marquez and Kyle, I think, are big bounce back candidates. But I'm excited to have a full year of Urena, you know, with our pitching coaches. I'm excited about Gomber getting back into the rotation because I thought he pitched well in 21, and I think he's capable of doing that again or better. Feltner, you know, is a young pitcher. And he has many starts ahead of him, and he's learned from last year and the year before. So those three guys, Feltner, Gomber, Urena, I'm excited about their potential to be solid major league pitchers that help us win games. You know, we're going to see on some of the younger guys, Peter bouncing back from an injury, Rollison bouncing back, Noah Davis, Connor Siebold, Jeff Criswell, all the guys that you're going to see here that are starting pitchers. You know, we'll see, right? That's what spring training's for us to get to know those guys.
Yeah, he did not mention Ryan Rollison as he's still about a month away before we start seeing him again because of that shoulder surgery. But Lambert's going to be in the mix. He's a name I don't throw out there all that much as...
because we haven't seen him in years.
Sure, but I kind of am leaning away towards him being on the opening day roster just because he doesn't have the innings on his arm. And I just think we will see him during the course of this season. And
we definitely will.
He might even end up making 20 starts, but that won't really go down until maybe he's in the rotation in like May, just because it's hard to ramp up going from almost no innings over the course of 3 years up to 140, 150. So you know what? It might not be his time. He might not be ready to go in that capacity for the Rockies. And there you go. You heard Buddy kind of saying Gomber's back in the rotation. So number 4 and 5 in the rotation, you've got Feltner, Gomber, Urania as number 3. And we kind of wait and see what happens with Senzatella, who No more setbacks. He's still May. Still May when he could come back, so that's good.
But yeah, interesting to hear, you know, those names floated around.
Right.
Because everyone always wants to know who's in the starting rotation. What does our rotation look like?
Yeah, it's kind of locked in, those five guys. We'll wait and see what happens unless any of those back-end guys, I think even Urania, look, he's only on a one-year, $3 million deal. I think there's like a $500,000 buyout if they don't want him back, because he could even be back next year. But I think he's pretty much locked in, where even if he has a bad spring, I think you're throwing him out there on game three. The other two guys, you know, again, I think Feltner's probably locked in. And then, you know, unless things really don't work out for Gomber, you know, I don't know that we're going to see any of the other options of like Carl Kaufman, Noah Davis, Jeff Criswell. We will... towards the second half of the season, I think. But that's probably going to be our rotation. It's not locked in stone by any means.
It's not by any means, because spring training, anything can happen.
And that's what Bill Schmidt said yesterday, too, is that there's a lot of competition right now. He said, quote, "I think there's competition. If it's Nolan Jones and Michael Tolia and Ellie Hurst Montero, these guys are competing for jobs. Trejo, we brought in Mr. Castro." He gets a mister in front of his name.
A mister.
"We brought in Mr. Castro, signed him as a free agent. He's competing for a job. I think anytime you have competition, I think it's good for you, for your process." And so I think that's very good for the Rockies, having these little camps, little battles in camp.
Well, competition also just means options.
Yeah. A lot of options there. We'll get to a new option in the outfield, potentially, with some injury news that we've kind of discussed a little bit here and there the last 2 days. But Schmidt talks about the younger guys and the options and the excitement that they bring. Quote, "I think they're going to bring enthusiasm with the veteran players. It's almost like having a little brother," which it's almost exactly what it is. We saw Zach Veen, you know, taking ground balls in the outfield with Chris Bryant. So those two guys, obviously Veen's going to, you know, glean a lot of information off the veteran guys. And Brenton Doyle's name is another one of those that continues, you know, to be out there. I get the sense that he's going to be ticketed for Albuquerque to start the year, since he only had a little bit of time there last year. But with that injury to Randall Grichuk, that opens the door for another one of the young guys to possibly slide in there.
That is a great point. Yeah, and this Grichuk news, I was so shocked by this. I had no idea that he was potentially dealing with something like that. So,
yeah, had hernia It's the hernia.
Can either of us talk today?
Look, it's the hernia heard around the world. That's what it's been billed as. Only by me. But yeah, he had the surgery last week.
Patrick.
So I think it's about 3 more weeks until he starts any baseball activity. Might be 6 to 8 weeks until he's ready. So the real question is, Susie, does this mean the venometer needs to be moved up a little bit? Does this increase the likelihood that Zach Veen could be on the opening day roster?
What is the venometer at right now?
I believe we're at 30% right now.
I think we should up that to 33%.
That was the exact number yes. I was thinking of. Not that it's wrong. It's a feeling, right? Sometimes we have to
it's
meet
a
halfway.
Feeling, yes.
But we had the exact same one. We are now at Larry Walker's number 33, 33% chance for Zach Veen. So,
do we still not have a venometer graphic? Like we've been talking about this forever.
At least now it's officially on the way with the graphic request. So we'll see what's going on with that. But we know what's going on here at the DNVR bar because it's always popping off, even when there's not a Nuggets or Avs game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to be. Fridays, you got your show coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m. That's the FAC. So
we love the FAC.
Friday after work, or is it Friday afternoon?
Friday club? Afternoon club.
I like Friday after work. That work that goes that goes.
Nah, but like FAC sounds so better.
Than
so
Falk,
much better.
Falk Friday after work club. Falk.
Falk. Falk.
What the fuck you
now
doing?
We like no. We like to FAC it up.
Yeah. And diehards can get 15% off their facking, 20% off all the gear at the DNVR.com, DNVRlocker.com, and 20% off all of the party buses and tailgates that we got going on, as well as access to the diehards only Discord. And of course, it's a new year, so you might need a new look.
Oh my gosh.
And I've got one right now. These bad boys are making their appearance in Arizona. It's the Shady Rays.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to see. You know, Daniel Bard is always a very observant. He likes to comment on my hair, my wardrobe. We'll see if Zach Veen, if I get a little double take, like, whoa, look at those shades over there. What do we think? What's the over-under on Veen, you know, commenting me on my awesome Shady Rays?
I was going to say, I feel like Brian Servant is going to see those and forget all about Pit Vipers.
Ooh, I think so.
Because those command respect and authority.
We're gonna turn some heads. I think
you're well, definitely gonna turn some heads.
Patrick. I am.
I'm still waiting for my new ones to come in because I already lost them.
But that's the nice thing about
Shady
Rays.
That's the great thing about Shady
Rays, right? If they get lost or they get damaged, fear not. They're gonna hook you up with a free pair within 30 days. If you don't like what you've got, return it to them within 30 days. No risk when you shop. It's fantastic. Again, it's that insane eyewear protection because every pair of sunglasses is backed by the lost and broken replacements, which is just fantastic. And so you don't have to sweat sitting on your glasses. If you want to go for a new look, but again, you don't like it, you can send it back. Not an issue. Exclusively for all of our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR or visit them in-store at Park Meadows Mall for 50% off. 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades. Rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. You can even get those blue-tinted ones if you look at a computer all day.
I got a pair of blue-light glasses.
Exactly. Oh, my eyes are fine. I don't need glasses to see, but I do need glasses to block out some of that monitor.
Yeah. I will say, I've had a couple of people text me saying that they used the DNVR code for Shady Rays, and they were like, this is such a great deal. Unprompted.
I got my mom using the Foco DNVR for 15% off, so... To hook my dad up with some stuff since it was his birthday yesterday. I forgot to mention that on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday to my dad. When you get hurt, though, whether it's physically, not emotionally, that we know that we go through that. We don't have a better help read, unfortunately. But we do have to let you know about the physical wounds sometimes that you can feel. Because if you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help.
Backus and Shanker.
Helping those who are seriously been injured in Colorado for more than 30 years. Tiffany doesn't know this bit yet. Look, they work for free for you until they win money in your case. So no upfront fee to speak about when talking about your case. No fee while they work on your case. No fee unless they win your case and win money for you. In the past, Backus and Shanker has won over $1 billion for their clients.
Backus and Shanker.
They've got neighborhood offices in Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, and Fort Collins. And they got the strength and power to win your case because they got more than 30 lawyers and 100 folks on staff. Backus and Shanker can help with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help out if you've been injured at work. Call them at 222-2222. That's all Troy Tulowitzki. That's it. Or all Jonathan Daza. Your choice. 22222 to find out if you have a case for free. Because you know who wins? Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
All right. Kyle Freeland is a winner.
Let's talk about Kyle Freeland because we got to hear from Kyle Freeland the first time all off season.
We did. He's excited, not just for the season, where, again, he continues to be a leader. And, you know, this time last year, he didn't have that extension. So now he's got the extension. He's one of the top guys, obviously. But now he's representing Team USA. He said, you know, it was a dream come true. Also expressed, you know, some bummedness. What's the word I'm looking for? He was bummed.
Disappointment?
Maybe. He was bummed that Nestor Cortez was injured. Yeah. What's a better word than bummedness? Go ahead, Susan. Come on.
I think disappointment is the word.
Yeah, but that makes it, yeah, I guess. I think bummedness is better.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go with that one. But he expressed his unhappiness that Nestor Cortez is not in a condition to represent the USA.
He was in a depressed state, let's face it.
He
right?
was devastated.
Oh, my God. Well, it's catastrophic is what that news is. So, again, you're good at geography and you're good with your synonyms. But
we did too much yes anding.
Yes, we did. And fear not, too, because this is one of the things I think a lot of fans might get... not their panties in a bunch, but hey, sometimes panties get bunched up. But you go, well, these guys are going out for the World Baseball Classic. What does that mean for the season? Have they forgotten about it? No, they've got their workload. Freeland is working with Daryl Scott in coordinating, you know, his innings so he can do his side sessions and it doesn't interfere with the WBC games or when he needs to start. So that is kind of one of the things that, yeah, MLB wants these guys to play, but they don't want anyone to get hurt. So it's not like, hey, figure it out and we're just going to throw you whenever. It kind of needs to fit in the plan, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe it isn't, you know, going all out to try to win gold. It does need to fit in with these pitchers' schedules, but that same kind of schedule is true for Marquez and all of the other pitchers that are participating in the World Baseball Classic. So fear not with that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of guys got down there extra early this year just for the extra prep to be extra ready for the World Baseball Classic. Right. And yeah, did Kyle mention that he went down there early? Or he's always down there.
Yeah, he's got a
place
there.
He's always down there. Yeah, of course he is.
Nolan Jones got down there early, pretty much after the trade.
That's right.
He may have even had a play. I know he's worked out with a lot of the Rockies guys in the past at this Helix facility that's down there. Mm-hmm. Remember Cleveland Guardians? They do train down there in Goodyear, so mm-hmm. it's kind of the same general area, so that's nice. That's always one of those interesting wrinkles when guys sign a deal or get traded in the offseason, and you go, oh, they're going from an Arizona spring training life over to a Florida training life. And that's always kind of interesting.
It's
you know?
Like I feel like they're different planets.
Right.
You know, I really, during spring training, since I'm so focused on the Rockies, I almost never think about what the Florida, what the Grapefruit League is doing.
Like Justin Verlander, you go, all right, he was with Detroit. You know, that's a Florida team. Mm-hmm. Then he works out a trade to go to Houston. And then as a free agent, because he's got a lot of orange in his closet already.
Yeah.
He stays in Florida, goes to the New York Mets, continues. He likes orange. He likes Florida. That's why it's the Grapefruit League. Boom.
Wow. Well said, Did Patrick. That. Well said.
The improv skills are really strong here.
You're
on day two of spring training.
On fire today. I love it.
But Nolan Jones, you know, discussed a little bit about, you know, the trade that went down. You know, he was in Spain at the time. I think we talked about it when the trade first went down. But mm-hmm. Brother's a hockey player. He was in an international tournament. So he got the call at like 2:30 a.m. His mom actually found out that he was traded before he did because they couldn't get a hold of him. And they're like, well, I guess... we need to call his mom. Maybe his mom
tell
knows.
Someone.
Yeah, we got to tell more folks to kind of pass this around. So this could be one of the first instances of a mom knowing about a trade before a player.
Wow. Yeah. We'll ask around. But I like what he had to say. He was talking a lot about the Rockies players that he's worked out with in the past and said so many great things about Ryan McMahon.
McMahon was the guy. Sure.
He's his guy.
Yeah. That's his dude. They're both third basemen. Mm-hmm. Both left-handed hitters. So they got a lot in common in that way. Different coasts, but you know, similar vibe out there on the field. Said he doesn't really know what his position's going to be, and I don't think any of us do. So no. He's going to go out there. Did say he was very comfortable over at first base. He's like, yeah, I'm just on the other side of the diamond, right? Because he's a third baseman coming up in the minors. So I think that could be very helpful, the fact that not only can he play the outfield, but he's a left-handed hitter, and he can back up a little bit of first base. So he can do everything Elias Montero can do, plus play the outfield and bat left-handed. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how that ends up going down. But the Grichuk injury opens up what I believe to really be a fourth spot on the bench. go through the roster, and there's eight guys or nine guys now that you can say, hey, these guys are going to be on the opening day roster, and there's four kind of spots that are up for grab. And it goes back to Bill Schmidt said, mm-hmm. you know, that's a lot of really good competition.
And they're going to have them fight for it.
They're going to be fighting, friendly fighting.
Friendly fighting.
That's it. Alan Trejo's down there. Talked about, you know, representing Team Mexico there. Mm-hmm. Don't know if he'll be the starting shortstop. Fingers crossed. I think that'll be great for him.
That would be great. I would love to see that.
And in fact, speaking of starting shortstop, he actually said his goal was to finish spring training as the shortstop. Like, as, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's ready to just anoint Ezekiel Tovar and give him that spot and shortstop. And, you know, that's probably how it's going to end up over time. Again, maybe even just opening day. If not, maybe by midseason. But Alan Trejo's like, hold on a second.
I've been here.
I'm not just going to lay down for that.
Exactly.
So I'm going to do everything that I need to do to try to, you know, make it interesting. And as he should. I mean, that's part of his job. The Rockies organization would want that.
Buddy, they want
him
to do that.
Buddy would be glad to hear that. Like, yes, please. Like, that's fine. If you're the starter and you're better than Tovar, okay, that's good for our team right now this mm-hmm. year. And that's ultimately going to be good for Tovar for pushing him and saying, hey, no one's handing you anything. You still need to earn this.
Yes. I was happy to hear that he does have that fire in him. Trejo wants that spot.
Yeah, very fiery. Definitely love to see that. As I said, yeah, the spots on the bench. And again, there's some starter roles because there are nine guys. And again, we got two catchers, so there's only eight starting positions. So you got Servin and Diaz. They're obviously going to be back, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Been some conversation about Willie McIver. He's kind of third on that depth chart. I did write about that last week, this idea that, you know, this time last year, Dom Nunez was the guy, and then all of a sudden, Brian Servin came in. So that could possibly happen again, where you could see Willie McIver now going up as the backup for Elias Diaz. Or if somebody gets hurt, boom, that starts his clock.
Yeah.
But you got Diaz, Servin as your catchers. The infield's essentially locked up. Crone, Rogers, Tovar, McMahon. All right, that gives us six. Then in the outfield, you got Chris Bryant, mm-hmm. Jonathan Daza, Charlie Blackmon. Those are your three. Grichuk would have been number 10. You can only carry 13 pitchers on a 26-man roster, so you can only have 13 position players. So would have been three spots. Now it's four spots that you've got your options. The right-handed options, Sean Bouchard, Alan Trejo, Elijah Montero, and Brenton Doyle, all right-handed, can play a little infield, outfield. Mm-hmm. Cole Tucker is a switch hitter, mm-hmm. so he can bat from that side. And so the real question that I'm interested in looking forward to this spring is just, you know, will it really be the best man for the job? Or will it be a little of, you know what? Trejo might have outperformed Tovar, but Tovar still played really good. He's the shortstop of the future. We're going to go ahead and give it to him. Maybe we're going to keep Harold Castro. I don't know what his minor league deal looks like. If he's not put on as the utility man, then maybe he gets lost for another organization. So now Trejo has to go back to AAA. There are all these kind of details. And then the left-handed hitting piece, mm-hmm. too. There's a couple of lefties. Michael Tolia, we know, can switch hit. Mm-hmm. As we said, Cole Tucker can do that. Nolan Jones is a left-handed hitter, as is Harold Castro. So that could give them an edge. Because of all the guys that I named that's going to be on the opening day roster, it's only Ryan McMahon and Charlie Blackmon that can bat left-handed. Mm-hmm. So
we need those lefties. Lefties need representation. Lefties and also need we
love.
Need them.
Lefties need love.
Lefties
yeah.
need love.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited for those positional battles. And even what I talked about yesterday with mm-hmm. Mark Knudsen and Manny Randhawa, the opening day spot, like that's a little mini battle. Like, where is Buddy going to go with that? Because mm-hmm. you definitely can make the case for either Freeland or Marquez. Do you have an inkling? And we'll see if we match. If we don't, maybe it'll make it a bit more entertaining. Who do you think maybe has the slight edge right now? Because do you think that they're tied, or do you think one man actually is just straight up more deserving right now?
I see them as tied right now.
Okay, same.
Freeland was the one who started last opening day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, maybe it's Marquez's turn. Maybe we're just going to switch back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, I sort of think Freeland may have the tie-breaking edge just because he had the better overall season. I think we know Herman Marquez has the better stuff, but again, you got to show it. So who's earned that?
What have you done for me lately?
And I think Kyle Freeland has done a little bit more lately. They're both going to be in their respective camps, you know, for the World Baseball Classic. So it'll be interesting to see what Buddy does. But by the way, he hates being asked that. So don't ask him, hey, have you decided your opening day starter? Although actually, if you asked it, he would probably be okay with it and laugh and go, all right, well, I guess we got to talk about it once so that we never have to talk about it again. So you know what? You maybe should ask that question.
Once we're down there, I want to ask him every single day. Like, hey, have we decided who's starting?
Yeah. Or, who's catching game three? Have you decided what the matchup is going to be for that?
Because we always, even in season, we're like, oh, so do we know who's going to start on Sunday? He'll be like, it's not Sunday yet. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope the Padres. He's so funny. I hope when you're down there, the Padres, like, announce their opening day starter. And then you go, all right, they're going with Blake Snell. They're going with a lefty. All right, buddy, what's the lineup then for game one? You got to have your lineup. You got to be ready here for that. You can be ready at any tailgate you go to. Oh. If you are decked out in some of the finest swag from FOCO, FOCO.com. They've got some great bobbleheads. They got some great fun stuff. Tchotchkes to put up around the house. Especially if you're like a burgeoning and a novice podcaster. You want to have all the little baubles that we have back here.
Look at these.
You can start your bauble collection at FOCO.com. Some of these actually came from FOCO. So
my favorite article of clothing that I have in my house is from FOCO.
Yeah.
The sweatshirt blanket.
That's fantastic.
I don't know what its proper name is, but you guys have seen it. It's the big...
It's a shanket.
It's a shanket. It's a sweatshirt
actually
blanket.
Actually, it would be a jacket blanket.
I did wear it out. It's in the laundry today because I wore it when I was shoveling snow. That's how warm it is.
And it's the only thing.
I wore it outside to shovel snow.
And it's the only thing in your washer because it's that big.
It's kind of big, yeah.
But it's warm. They got awesome hats, too. I think that's the other thing is they got a great collection, even college hats. So even if you're not looking to get something that's Rockies, Nuggets, Avs, Broncos related, whatever, you can get stuff from the other markets and send some gifts out to some friends, and it's cool because you're going to get 10% off when you do that. When you use promo code DNVR and DraftKings Sportsbook, again, it's not too soon to be betting on baseball. Look, there's college basketball going on right now. College baseball is just starting up, but football season is dead. Let's bury it.
R.I.P. Please. We'll never talk about football again.
Just R. I don't need the IP. They don't need to have any peace. Just rest. Just rest, football.
Just rest.
It's our time now. It's our time here.
This is our time.
And it's time to go to DraftKings Sportsbook because they've got a really cool promo right now where new customers, you sign up using promo code DNVR and you place a $5 bet. When that bad boy hits, you get $200 in free bets. That's 40 times the amount you are putting down. And you get it instantly. Which is really, really nice. Like we've been saying, it's fun because you can do those year-end bets where you're betting on Rookie of the Year or MVP, whatever it is, and you've got 6 months of just kind of sitting and hoping, and there's going to be those ebbs and flows. So it's one of those things where if, you know what, you like to kind of get a lot of bang for your buck, you got 6 months of like, oh, man, is this going to work out? Hey, this guy's getting really hot. That's kind of how I am, right? I think, like, you know what, it's nice to bet on the game tonight, but then tomorrow morning when I wake up, you know, that's kind of over. I'm confident in my betting abilities. So I do make plenty of those bets regardless.
Yeah.
Because I want that turnover and I want my $200 in free bets instantly. But it's fun if you do something longer with that. So again, use promo code DNVR to place a $5 bet. And when it hits, you get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Thank you, Patrick.
Susie, your boy, Cole Tucker.
My boy, Cole Tucker.
The buzz on him is he's wearing number 3 in spring training. Of course, we know what all the numbers are. We tweeted about it. He's wearing number 3, and the immediate reaction is, well, he's obviously going to be on the team now. That's a really good...
That's a really good number.
Zach Veen's 73, Brendan Doyle's 79, Cole Tucker, number 3.
That's the kind of respect you get when you're engaged to a celebrity.
It's true. So he's number he does have big league experience, so
he
deserves that lower number. Harold Castro, big league experience, so he's number 30. Pierce Johnson signed to a big league deal, 36. Brent Suter, 39. Riley Pint looking very svelte, looking ready to go from the video that we've seen, number 41. So keep your eye out on those guys. I think 83 is Drew Romo. Someone wanted to
Riley
know about
Pint
that.
Riley Pint has number 41. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Because isn't that what? Oh, no, Chad Kuhl was wearing 41 last season.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. For a second, I was thinking, oh, Tyler Kinley. No. It was Chad Kuhl.
I haven't done that exercise yet of like, okay, whose number was? I know Dom Nunez was number 3, but you're right. I've thought about that like, oh, okay, whose number was that and moving it around?
Yeah.
Because I want to know all the numbers inside and out, but there's so many other like statistics that are kind of more important to know than
a little bit.
Than the number on the back of the jersey. I'm like, Julius Chassin, was he 36? Like, that's Pierce Johnson's number?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Mm, if we're wrong, right. Tell us.
That feels right. We're okay with that.
Yeah.
Of the 62 players in big league camp, only 29 appeared for the Rockies last season.
Wow.
So there's more newbies. Now, a guy like Brandon Doyle didn't appear, but he was in the system. Mm-hmm. But still, less than half the guys in camp didn't appear on the Rockies last year.
Where does that compare to other teams?
I'm glad you asked. So the Milwaukee Brewers... No, I don't have that. I'm glad you're... It's funny you ask the question and then immediately realize, like, oh, there's no way of actually knowing that. I think it's probably fairly common. Like, oh, 29 guys that were on your big league roster last year. That's kind of like a decent amount in general. So that's just kind of... That's kind of how the way it goes.
I was like, don't tell me you actually know this off the top of your head.
I was like, all right, starting in the AL Central, 13, yeah. a couple other new faces to talk about. Hitting coach, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. He's also going to manage Team Netherlands.
Oh, yes, that's right.
First Caracan player in big league history from Curaçao there. So that'll be neat. So he will be in and around camp, as well as new third base coach and infield instructor, Warren Schaefer.
Yes, Schaefer.
He gave a really good interview, had a good conversation with our guy, Drew Goodman. Mm. Just dropped today, the Drew Goodman podcast. Check that out. So I listened on the way down, and a lot of really good insight on Zach Veen, who he managed down in the Arizona Fall League this past offseason. So Schaefer's a great baseball guy. Even has some memories of 2007 because he was a minor leaguer at that time.
Oh, that's right.
Believe it or not. You know, his career started back in low A Tri-City, the Tri-City Dust Devils, which I think they're still in existence, but they're just not with the Rockies anymore. So he's one of those guys. And then next Saturday is already the first spring training game, February 25th.
Can't wait.
Against the Arizona Diamondbacks, as is always the tradition, down at Salt River Fields.
It's so exciting.
So excited.
Will you still be in town at that point?
I will be. That'll be my last day. So okay. I'll be there just long enough to take in that first game.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. That'll be cool. Getting to walk down the field, watch the guys take batting practice, and it's going to be good. We got a lot of great coverage planned.
It's so cold here. I'm like just so excited to be somewhere warm.
The sun even just makes a difference.
Like, also, I was literally just in Arizona like days ago.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Can confirm it's warm down there.
It is. I did just hear recently that the Rangers were complaining about how cold it was because there was like a freeze advisory because it was like 34 one morning. But then the sun comes out and it warms up very quickly down there.
Yeah, my friend, I have a good friend down there who was like, oh yeah, the other day there was frost on my car.
Poor
like
things.
I really didn't know what to do with it because she's never lived anywhere cold. So she's like, what? What do I do with this?
Wow. I hope she's okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts
and prayers.
Absolutely. Albuquerque, they just released their promotional schedule yesterday. And they've got some serious bangers. They've got, I'm starting off with a real weird one. 50-cent hot dog night, which is cool because not a dollar. 50 cents.
In this economy, how are they pulling off 50-cent hot dogs?
They got one early in April, and then they've got one a little bit later on in, like, June. When could you eat more hot dogs? On a hot day or a cold night?
I like to think a cold night. Yeah.
Yeah, that has to be the right answer.
I mean,
yes.
I just think... picturing, like, eating 100 hot dogs on a hot day just sounds like... a disaster waiting to happen.
Let's look at these giveaways that they've got. I mean, they've got this turquoise blanket right there, a fleece blanket that looks amazing. There's a beach towel that they give away, a long sleeve turquoise mariachi shirt that you would think you'd have to pay like $30-$35 in the
team
store.
That's a good giveaway.
That's fantastic. And El Mariachi's bobblehead. And then even better, they're going to have a Jordan Pacheco bobblehead.
Yes!
Their hitting coach, an Albuquerque guy. It's fantastic. And then, of course, the best... giveaway in baseball around. Susie, what is your favorite giveaway? Almost every team does this all throughout major and minor league baseball. To me, there's only one right answer. But to you, what is your favorite?
Is it like a category of giveaway or like a specific giveaway that's already happened?
It's just one thing that happens usually in April, usually on like the second or third game of the season.
Not the magnet calendar. What happens early in the season? What's the giveaway?
The Magna calendar.
Oh, okay.
How great is that? Is that
that is my favorite.
It's your favorite?
I used to come out to Colorado for that last Friday game of every season before I lived here, just so I can get the Magna calendar.
Yes, I feel like that's been like maybe like a newer thing where, hey, we'll give you kind of a low-key schedule of what it looks like next year without all the bells and whistles on it. It's just pretty, you know, pretty generic, but
lots of TBD times.
I love that too. You're right. Yeah, no. So I love magnet schedule. Mm-hmm. It's just fantastic. I spend more time in front of my refrigerator looking at the magnet schedule than I do in front of a television screen. Like that's where I spend more time.
Well, you only staring. Have one of those things in your house.
I do only have one refrigerator. No, I'm not the. I've thought about being the kind of guy where I got the refrigerator in the garage too.
Oh,
I didn't go there.
You're not there yet.
I'm not. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be. Thought maybe I have a mini fridge, but still, nah. Mm. I'm not going there. Doesn't seem necessary. No.
Okay. I'm glad we talked about this on our Rockies podcast.
Magnet schedule. What kind of like DNVR Rockies or even just DNVR magnet schedules could we get? That would be dope.
Ooh. That would be. I mean, how far out can we plan our like watch party? That would be like a wild magnet. It would have to be huge because we have so many teams to cover.
I feel like it would almost be best and may only work for basketball hockey season where you've got basically it just shows you when the games are. Not necessarily when there's going to be a watch party, but it's just like, hey, here's a reminder that we're going to have the game on. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a watch party or just to hang out with people, it's just a calendar of when Nuggets and Avs play. Mm-hmm. Early on in the season, you could still have Broncos, you know, kind of put on there as well because those season starts in,
November.
To see
the overlap. Actually, that would be good for, all right, Eric, I hope you're watching because you have to make this now.
Yeah.
Because he loves our ideas.
Magnet schedule. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'd be ready for that. I wasn't ready for a creative little article that MLB.com put out where they came up with the all underrated team.
I didn't get a chance to see this, so I want to know who's on the all underrated team.
Very systematic approach, too. So it's not like, well, because it's like, how do you judge that?
How do you judge that? How do you decide who is underrated?
So they said you can't have an all-star appearance in your career. You could have never won a BBWAA award or Silver Slugger or Golden Glove.
Wow.
Gold Glove, because neither of those are BBWAA. Mm-hmm. You can never be a part of the All-MLB team, which would be strange to not be an All-Star, but then you're on the All-MLB team.
Yeah.
That's weird, but that may have happened. You've never been included in MLB Network's current top 10 right now rankings.
Huh.
Right? So basically, it was like you're a young prospect. Like almost like Adley Rutschman. You go, well, he got called up late last year, so he didn't get a chance to be on the All-Star team. Didn't play long enough maybe to be on the All-MLB team. But already, is he a top 10 catcher? Probably. Mm-hmm. So he's not underrated. Boom. Take him off the list.
Oh.
And you can't have signed a 9-figure contract. Oh, you also need 2 years of service time. So Rutschman wouldn't even been on that.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't have qualified. So my question to you is, did any Rockies make the list?
Had to.
Because they don't have a ton of all-stars, so they have a lot more candidates.
Exactly.
They have a lot of people who like don't get crossed out because of all these different qualifiers.
And let's keep in mind that Rockies are constantly getting snubbed for all kinds of awards.
Great point.
Because we play baseball on the moon.
Great point.
Because of the altitude.
So I'll remind you, Rogers won a Gold Glove last year. I know you knew that, but I'll just remind that.
Yes.
Other than that, how many Rockies do you think made the all-underrated team?
Ooh.
They only did like maybe 12 spots. So all the positions and then like two or three pitchers.
I would guess 2 Rockies.
That's what I would have guessed. And I was disappointed it was only 1.
Who?
Do you want to take a guess?
No.
Okay. Ryan McMahon.
Oh, that is a great answer.
It makes sense.
That is a great answer.
So that was perfect. That makes sense. We're like, he's on the cusp, hasn't won the Gold Glove yet, but he's kind of that perfect candidate about being underrated where you look at his numbers and go, hey, this guy's pretty good. Talk about him more. Yeah, maybe he's not an all-star yet. You know, maybe he's not this, maybe he's not that. But you go, this is a damn good player.
Yeah.
And he's not a top 10 third baseman right now. Okay, that would qualify him. I would have thought maybe Elias Diaz had a chance. I know he had a kind of a down year last year, but coupled with how well he played in 2021 and how much, you know, offense he can provide, I thought he would be a maybe. Eric Haas from Detroit got that. Eh. Mm-hmm. I also would have thought Randall Grichuk in right field.
He would have been a great...
He's another good candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony Santander from Detroit was also one of those candidates. Mm-hmm. Mark Canha, who was a Rocky for a second. He was taken in the Rule 5 draft, immediately traded to Oakland. Jonathan Daza, even, in center field. They went with Tyrone Taylor of the Milwaukee Brewers. Mm. And then, closer, MLB went Scott Barlow. Daniel Bard, hello.
When Daniel Bard was right there.
In fact, there really could be about three, right? Bard is actually, he's the biggest snub. And then, maybe Grichuk, maybe Diaz, maybe Daza.
Imagine being so underrated that you don't even make the underrated team.
And he's somehow not a top 10 closer?
I'm furious.
You should be.
How is he not a top 10 closer?
I don't know who's making that MLB Network list up for top 10 right now.
Come at me, whoever made that list.
Last year, according to Baseball Reference, Scott Barlow, 2.9 wins above replacement. Daniel Bard, 3.8.
What are we doing
what
here?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Doesn't make any sense. I don't know what's going on that.
I hate this. This just ruined my day. I was in such a good mood.
Oh,
and
no.
You ruined it.
All right, we'll check the notifications. This has to be like the final like 2-minute segment. Checking notifications. Did anything break? Because Randall Grichuk, we finally learned about the hernia surgery.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't see any notifications.
Big shout out to Thomas Harding and Daniel Allentuck, who I think they're the only two that are down there right now.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to crash that party next week and all throughout spring training.
I might be getting Danielle on the show tomorrow.
Oh.
I know.
Good get.
She's been avoiding it all year.
Yes. I know. I got her just before the start of last offseason. Yeah, she was on my list of people to... I was going to maybe even talk with her yesterday. And I go, she's going down to spring training already. That's it. She'll be Skyping in.
Yeah.
We need a name. We need a Rocky's name for our system when someone calls in. I know it has a name, ECAM, but...
The Rocks line?
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll workshop some things.
We're very creative.
The Rocks box. Done. Right? Because they're in a little box, off to the side. Calling in on the Rocks box. Danielle Allentuck.
We need to get it sponsored.
Yeah. That's a preview. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that come in box. Blue Ribbon, right? They've got their boxes. Anything, any of those boxes, we will pair up and get a sponsored Rocks box. For our call, and I'm excited for tomorrow. I always am for your shows on Friday.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
But now, fingers crossed that it's Danielle, though.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
She's on blast. She's on blast now. Let's come on, Danielle. The buzz is out there. The cat is out of the bag. Follow us on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
And you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been fantastic, as always, Susie.
It has.
But you know what they say about the momentum you build in any one singular show.
Patrick, what did they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So she will see you tomorrow at 5 p.m. on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube.